BBC News with Marion Marshall. Boris Johnson, the favourite to succeed Theresa May as British Prime Minister, has declared that under his leadership, Britain would leave the European Union in October, with or without a deal. The former Foreign Minister, who drove the Leave campaign in the 2016 referendum, said the way to secure a good deal with Europe was to prepare for no deal and be ready to walk away. President Trump has invoked his emergency authority to bypass Congress and approve billions of dollars in arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, lawmakers who had been blocking the deals because of concerns that the weapons would be used against civilians in Yemen. The United States is sending another 1,500 military personnel to the Middle East, accusing Iran of having been behind what it called a campaign of recent attacks. The acting U.S. Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, said it was a defensive measure aimed at safeguarding U.S. forces in the region. A broad coalition of Sudanese protest groups and opposition bodies have called for a two-day strike from Tuesday. The move comes as talks with the military authorities on managing a three-year transition to democracy remain deadlocked. The two sides disagree over whether the figure leading the change in Sudan should be a civilian or a military officer. Kenya's High Court has dismissed a petition to overturn laws against homosexual sex. The judges deny that the laws violated Kenya's new constitution. The Human Rights Commission said the court was legitimising homophobia. Two US campaign groups have mounted a legal challenge against the state of Alabama for its recent ban on abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union called the new legislation unconstitutional. An explosive device has gone off in a shopping street in the southeastern French city of Lyon, slightly injuring eight people. Eyewitnesses said it contained nails, nuts, and bolts. BBC News.